Here, holding that Chof Vav Amar Aleph on top. Again, what last Mishnah just was, if somebody says Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlomim, so it says, according to Rabbi Meir, it's a Tumuras Oila. Because we say Tofas Losen Rishon, the first thing he said is Man Tatchal. Rabbi Yosef said no, that if he meant to make both of them, so both of them are Chal. And therefore, when he said Tumuras Oila and Tumuras Shlomim, really both Kedushas are Chal upon the Behemoth. What you have to do is you have to let it become a Balmum, and then sell it, and with the money you bring both, you bring Taka, Tumura Soil, and Tumura Shlomim. You have to bring both of them. But let's say first he said Tumura Soil, and then he changed his mind, he can't change his mind. He's not like Morsel like this, in the Chavov. Omer Reb Yitzchak, Reb Yosi, Omer Reb Yechanan. Hakol Moedim, I mean both Reb Yimei and Reb Yosi both agree, Hakol Moedim, that B'yomer, if he says like this, Tocho Zu, first I want in this behemoth to be chala tmuras, let's say oila. And then v'yachakach tochol zu. And then after that I want it to be chala tmuras shlomim. So everybody holds divrei hakol tofas lesson rishon. Everybody holds you go after the first words you said. Like once you made it into a tmuras oila, so it's chala kedushas oila on it. And that's it. Then pshit, you cannot make it into a shlomim anymore. What about if you say clearly, loy tochol zu elim kem chol so zu? I do not want the Tumuras Oila to be Chal unless it could also be Chal of Tumuras Shlomim. Then Tavaya Kochi, then both, even Rabbi Yosef would agree that both Kedushas are Chal on the Behemah. He said clearly both together. So where is the Machlokes Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosef? Is Lenechuk the only of you, Ela Kagoin in a case like this? Ela Kagoin Mishnah Seinim, in the case of our Mishnah. Rabbi Yosef and Rabbi Meir, right, yeah. Yes, where's the machlokes? So like a going mishnah, it's case like our mishnah. The yoma that they say, he says like this: tumuras oila, tumuras shlamim. The verse he says it should be a tumuras oila, and then it should be a tumuras shlamim. So what's the machlokes? The Rabbi Meir of our midahepule lemeimer. If he really meant both together, he should have said tumuras oila ushlamim. That's what he should have said. The yoma tumuras oila tumuras shlamim. How come he said the word tumura twice? That it should be a Tumuras Oila and then a Tumuras Shlomim, his Hegel is considered as if Koime Tochozu B'yachakach Tochozu. That's from Meir Svara, that since he said the word Tumura twice, as if he meant to say first it should be a Tumuras Oila and then it should be a Tumuras Shlomim, and that can be, once it's called an Oila, it remains an Oila. That's from Meir Svara. We have Yossi Savar, no. Yossi holds Ioma Tumuras Oila Ushlomim. If he would have said these words of Tumuras Oila Ushlomim, I would have thought to say Kedusha v'yene kareva. Like the guy can think his mind to say, if I would have said something like that, it sounds as if I don't want it to be korev, as if I want it to be a mixture of both together, and there's no such korban like that. Therefore the guy thinks that I really want it to be brought to for korban. So how should I say it? I talk to mean both together, but I'll say it better, rather it should be a tumuras oila and a tumuras shlamim, meaning that I want two kedushas akareva to be chal. So Kamash Malon, and that's taka, what the person meant according to Rabbi Yosi. That the person taka means to say both of them should be chal, and therefore that's Rabbi Yosi's svara that both kedushas are chal, and even though you can't bring it for both, what you'll have to do is you have to sell it now with the money you'll bring both of them. Tana Rabbanan like this, it says Oima behemazu chetzi tmuras oila vechetzi tmuras shlamim. Let's say somebody says upon one behema that half of it should be a Tumuras Oila, and the other half of it should be a Tumuras Shlomim. So Lachar is Kula Takriv Oila. Again, Divrei Rabbi Meir, according to Rabbi Meir, the whole thing is brought for Korban Oila. Then when you said those words first, so first it's Chal on half of it of Kedushas Oila. And once it's Chal on half of it, automatically it's Nispashit, and it goes upon the whole Behemah, so the whole Behemah becomes an Oila. And even though we had a Machlokes before about Raglis Shozu, but here it's much better, because here it's Hanashamat Luyibo. Like if you say half of an animal, then it's chal on the whole animal. So these are the words of Rabbi Meir. The Chomer and the Chomer say no. Tiro, let it pasture in the field. That's it. The story of Tlum comes about Mum. And again, v'timorch, you'll have to sell it. V'yofi v'timei chetzi t'mur s'ayla. Or v'timei chetzi t'mur shlomim. That's what you have to do here. You'll have to sell it, and you'll have to bring both, half, with half the money buy an oila, half the money buy an shlomim. And a chanami, same thing like an amishna. Amr Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says like this, then that's the Chomz din, yeah. Now Amr Rav Yosi, Rav Yosi says, Im lakach niskavim et chila. If this is what he really had in mind at the beginning, that both should be chal, So hoyu, like it says in the Mishnah, hoyu v'yev shel hoytzi shnei shems kach. Since it's not possible to say both the words at the same time, you can't say oil and shlam at the same time. If so, dvorv kayomim. Then the ma'ase dvorv is kayomim. The ataka, like we're saying, both kedushas achal and the behema, and you'll have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate kabonis. So we ask the question: the chura, Rabbi Yosi, Haina Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. Rabbi Yosi and the Rabbanan, they're both saying the same thing. They're both saying that the kedusha is achal, and you have to sell it. So my answer to the I'll tell you, Kulu Rabbi Yosi, Ketanu, the whole mission, the whole price goes according to Rabbi Yosi, and Rabbi Yosi is a Tanakamer also. Now, Tan Yidich wants another price like this: Behema Chetzi Oila veChetzi Chatis. And so somebody said, this behema, half of it should be a korban oila, and half should be a korban chatis. So lo charisti korav oila and chanami divrei meya. According to meya, goes according to his first lashon. The first thing he said was it should be an oila, so the behema becomes a korban oila, even though only he says half of it. But since half is chal, it's automatically in the spashlet on the whole thing, so the whole thing becomes a korban oila, so it can't be a chatis at all. Rabbi Yosi Yaimino Thomas. Rabbi Yosi says, Allah it has to die, it's called Thomas. And Rashi says the reason why it's Thomas over here is because that's Rabbi Yosi Shitasai, that we listen to both things that he said. So therefore, since he wanted to be an Oyla and a Chatis, and we're talking about this, Rashi learns, this person was not Mechuyiv a Chatis. But since he didn't have a Chiyiv to bring a Chatis, if he's Mafresh a Chatis, it has Loch like Lemisa Ozlo. So Thomas asked the question, Rashi, if he's not Mechuyiv a Chatis, so it's not Chal at all, it shouldn't be Lemisa Ozlo. So then Thomas learns the cases where he said a Tmuras a Chatis. Not that you want it to be a chatis, but you want it to be a tmuras chatis, and that's lemis ozla. Think on the bottom, the Rabbeinu Geshem is masper Rashi, that if somebody is not mechui v'chatis, and he sets aside a korban chatis, it's like a chatis shekipu baleho. It's as if like you had your kapor already, because you don't even need it. So if a Rashi holds, that will also be lemis ozla. So I call upon him, according to Rabbi Yosi, since it's chal, this kedushas chatis, whether it's a tmuras chatis or whether it's chatis, Shekipru Baleom, therefore the din is the whole behemah has to be Thomas. But according to Rabbi Meir, it's only Chal the Oila, not the Chatis, therefore it's a Korban Oila. But Vishovim, both of them agree, both Rabbi Meir and Rabbi Yosi both agree that Boim, let's say it says like this, Chetzi Chatis. He says, first of all, half of it should be a Chatis. And again, according to the Rashi, where the person was not Mechui the Chatis, so because he made half of the Chatis, it has the din of Thomas. And then he said, Vechatzi Oila, She Thomas. Both of them agree, Shet Thomas. Because in the Mursa, like, Mani, who's his goal? Shavin Mani. Rabbi Meir, who you tell him, even Rabbi Meir agrees over here. The Churub Sheet, of course. According to Rabbi Meir, for sure it's Thomas. Like, when you say the word Chatis first, it's according to Rabbi Meir, like, it's only Chal Kedushas Chatis on it. And this is like a Chatis, a Kippur Baleo, so it's Lemisa's law. So Mursa says, no. Mal the time, I would have thought this like this. Elav the Yashmin, if not for teaching us this halacha, that both agree in this case, that's Lemisa. Have a mean, I would have thought a little bit different. I would have thought to say, time of the Rabbi Meir, I would have said the reason why Rabbi Meir says you go boss to the first Lushan, where he says it should be an oil and then a chatis, love me shum tofus Lushan Rishan. I could have made a mistake to thought that's not the swarner in Rabbi Meir. It's not the pshat you go after the first Lushan you said. Since so, how come if he says first an oil and then a chatis, why is the chalak dushas oil? I would have thought maybe like this. Elohainu time of this is the reason that chatis murevis Kreva, that a chatis murevis is kreva. Chatis murevis means it like this. In a case where you have this kedushas chatis mixed in, since as the chatis is not brought for korban, adaraba, as the chatis it should be lemisa, but it's mixed in with another kedusha, like an oila, so I would have thought to say, since the oila is the ika, that's the kedushas akrova, so it's like that nitcha, that pushes out the chatis. That's the swara of Rabbi Meir. And really, when he first said oila, then chatis, maybe really both should be chal. But the pshat is, since for the oila, it's brought for korban. For the chatas to be lemisa. So that din lemisa is not strong enough to be chal, therefore the oila pushes it away. That's called chatas murevis, is kreva. Rashi says, like shenis arva bo shtei kedushas, we have to have a tabayo chayli, ola, korban hoilu um arva, midi dechazi, like rova, kamashmalon. They were thought to say, since with this chatas is mixed in something that could have a kedushas akrova, like the oila, so the oila was the main thing. Now that would have been the svara then, the yafilu, the same halacha would have applied, kiyom, if you would have said the opposite way, even if you would have said, chetzi chatis, v'od oma chetzi oila kreva. If that would have been the Sron in Rav Meir, so even this way also, even though first he said half should be a chattis, and then he says half should be an oila, so really both should be chal. But now that both are chal, the oila has a din to be brought for korban. The chattis has a din to be mesa. So maybe Rav Meir's story is we push away this the kedushas chattis. His kamashma, not the chiddush, not like that. Kamashma, no, that it could be brought. A kamashma, no, that that's not the svar. Kamashma on the loy. Kamashma, no, that the svar Rav Meir is that the toughest lashon rishon. You go also the first word he said. So therefore, in the sefer where he says the word chattis first, and echnami it's chalda din chattis on it, and since it's like a chattis shenis chapu baleo, the din will be lemisazla, or else like toises like a tumuras chattis will be lemisa. Nothing more says Tani, the Chunot, another verse like this. Tani Yiduch, Oma Behemizu. Somebody says upon this Behema, Chetzi Oilo, Vechetzi Shlomim. He wants half of it to be a Korban Oilo, and half of it to be a Korban Shlomim. Slochra is Kedusha, Vienna Kareva, Lamaisa, both Kedusha is like a Schal, where it goes against Rabbi Yosi Lechura. But Lochra is this itself, you can't bring, since it has two Kedushas, you can't bring it. You have to wait till it becomes a Balmum and be poison with the money by two. And right now it has a kedushas of gufon, and therefore it's a tumura. It makes it tumura. You could take another behemoth chul next one and say zutach azu. And then would be tumurasa kiyotzebo. The tumura would have the same halacha like this. Tumurasa kiyotzebo. So tumura says the chura mani. Who's this price go like? The chura Rabbi Yosi goes according to Rabbi Yosi that says both kedushas achal. Tumura says pshita. The kedusha so the chura pshita goes like Rabbi Yosi. What's the chiddush over here? So tumura says I'll tell you the kedusha v'yene kedusha. Tumurasa itzuchlei. The chiddush is that the tumura has the same halacha like the behemoth itself. That's the chiddush. Because otherwise, mal tam, I would have thought to say, nehi dehi lekorva. True, the first one, the original korban, cannot be brought for korban. Because you had matfis two kedushas on it, you made it a kedushas oil and kedushas shlomim. But maybe when you say tumurasa tikorv, maybe if you make a tumura out of it, you say another behemoth chulin, zu tachazu. So since lechetchila, like you'd be makriv this tumura, maybe you would have kedushas akrova. You could bring it. I don't know what. I don't know be an oil or shlomin, but maybe this could be brought. Kamashmo the chiddush is no. That the svar is maishnohi. What's the difference? The mother, the original korban, the lekorva, it can be brought for korban. Why? Tevu lekedusha dechuyam. Because since it has two kedushas on it, the kedushas cannot be brought for akrova. Is so tumurasa nami. When you make a tumura out of it, it has the same halacha. Mikaya kedusha dechuya kasya, that this tumura comes because of kedusha dechuya, and therefore the tumura also cannot be brought. That's the chiddush over here. Kerenechanami goes according to Rabbi Yosi that both lishayin is achal, and therefore it's called the kedushas oil and shlomim. So it can't be brought for korban, but you have to sell it, and with the money you buy two separate kabbonis. If you make a tumura the way it is right now, also the tumura is the same halacha. Omer Rabbi Yochanan says like this. You have a behemoth that belongs to two shutfim. You have two people own the behemoth together. What's going to be hiktish chetzi shalai? Ruvain, one shutf, one partner, is makdish his half. So when he's makdish his half, he only owns half of it. He can't be makdish kedusha saguf because he doesn't own the other half. So he can't like be makdish on the korban. Elamai, all you need to be makdish just to the domin, that the value of how much half the animal is worth. You'll have to give that much money to the Bedek Abayis, to the Hegdish. So at the beginning, you're only makdish the Kedushas Domim, the value of half of the Behema. And now what happened was, v'choz of Lokach, then this Ruvain bought the other half off the other partner. And now he owns the whole thing. V'choz of Lokach, chetzi acheres, he went and bought the other half. And v'gdisha. And now he was makdish Kedushas Aguf. Now that he owns the whole Behema, he's makdish now Kedushas Aguf. So what's the locher? Locher is kedusha. Itaka has the din kedushas aguf on it. Since you makdish now the whole thing and you own it now, you give it a kedushas aguf. But v'yena kreiva, the ma'aser can be brought for korban. And we'll soon see why not. Lechura, this is the first time you're putting kedushas aguf. Let's say you made it for noila, so it's a chiddush. Still, it can't be brought for korban. But v'yosa tmura, since it has a kedushas aguf on it, it could make tmura. And the tumurasa kiyotz, if you do make tumur, if you take another behemoth school and say zutachazu, the other one has the same halacha kiyotz, but the same halacha like this. It's kiyotzabu. That the other tumura will be the same thing. It has kedushas aguf, but it can't be brought for carbon. Now what's the svarus here? So the gemara says like this. Shema mina, from this din, we see three halachas. Shema mina tlas. And from this Rabbi Yochanan, we have three kedushim here. Shema mina tlas. First of all, Shema mina kedushas domim nitcha. That the reason why when he buys back the other half and he's makdish it now, it can't be brought for korban, is because at the beginning you were makdish half of it, and that half was not fit to be brought for korban. So it's called like nitcha. It had a kedusha on it, and the kedusha was not strong enough to be brought for korban. So once it did not have enough of a kedusha for korban, it's nitcha, it's like pushed away, it can never come back again to be a korban. So that's one chiddush. The shemamina kedushas domin. Even though lechatchila, when you makdish the first half, you didn't even give it a kedushas aguf. It was only a kedushas domin. But since kedusha was chal on it, and it couldn't be brought for a korban then, even though it was only kedushas just for the value of it, still nitcha. Once it was like pushed away not to be used, it can never be brought again, never be used. That's one chiddush. Ushmamin, the second chiddush also is that you could argue and say that the bali chayim should be loshem stam bali chayim nidochim. As a man yomer, it says the kol zman the animal's alive, even though it was once pushed away, you could use it again. Kamashman according to Yechonah know that even though the animal is still alive right now, but since you were first smacked the chef of it, it was not fit to be brought for korban, so its nitch was pushed away, it can never be used again, even though it's still alive. That's another chiddush. There's the machlekes nigumar zman the yomer, it says no, the kol zman it's alive, you can't push it away. So Yechonah teaches us yes, still you can push it away. And the third chiddush here is Ushmamino dichu mikor hevi dichui. There at the beginning, when you first makdish it, it was never roi to be for korban, because at that time you only owned half of it. It's like lechatchila at the beginning you only makdish kedushas damim. So it's a big chiddush to say that later when it's fit to be kedushas aguf, it can't be chal anymore than din akrova. Because I would have thought to say that Rashi means on a gemara in sukkah that's only if something was fit to be brought, and then something happened to it, you can't use it. So now it can't be fit anymore. But here lechatchila was never really fit for the korava. So maybe that's why kedushas aguf was not chal. But as soon as you buy back the second half and now it is fit to be brought, maybe kedushas aguf could be chal with that korava. Kamashmala know that at the beginning when you were makdish lechatchila, since at that time you only makdish kedushas damim, and that's all that could be chal, and at that time it was not fit to be brought for korban, so no matter what you do to it later on, you can't make it fit to be for korban. So even though you have all three chasreinus here, still that's a birchanus chiddush, it's pushed away. Even though it's still alive, even though it was only kedushas damim, and even though it was pushed away at the beginning, like it was never even fit, there's a svara to say only if it was once fit for a korban, and then it got pushed away, it can't come back again. Like there's a svara in mitzvahs, the gemara in sukkah. If you have hadasim that was once fit to be used, and then something happened to it, so even though it becomes fit for the mitzvah, that's nidochim, you can't use it anymore. But it was never fit in the first place, so when as soon as it becomes fit, maybe then you could use it. So Kamashman here now, Dichu Mikora is considered a Dichu. Omer Abaye, Abaye says like this, Omer Abaye, Akil Moed, everybody agrees, Heichad Diyoma Chetzi Oilo. Somebody says upon his own behemoth, he owns the whole thing, and he says, half of it should be a Korban Oilo, V'chetzi Maisa, and half of it should be Mais, Kedushas Maisa behemoth, which Rashi learns, you don't have 10 animals here, so it's like a joke. You can't make a behemoth stam a maisa behemoth. Maisa behemoth is only when you have your 10 animals and you're counting 1, 2, 3, a 10th one becomes maisa. Subshit of so, divri hakol oila, everybody holds, oila kri bring it for korban oila. Because even according to Rabbi Yosi, even if you take and mend both, but you just can't make a maisa on stam a behemoth. And a korban oila you could, so it's chal kedushas oila on the whole behemoth. What's going to be, heiched diyomar chetzi tzmura? Half of this behemoth should be a tumura, v'chetzi ma'isa, half of it should be ma'isa. My, what's going to be the locker over here? So even according to the way Rashi learns is very shvur, because Rashi learns that the tumura here means, or Rashi said before, tumura is only if you have a behemoth's kachim, then you take the chula next to it and say zu tachazu. But if you don't have a behemoth's kachim next to you, you can't make tumura either. So one pshat here is Heichad Diyomar Gai says Chetzi Tmura VeChetzi Maisa. See, if we're talking about there's no behema kachim around and there's no mice around either, so who neither of them should be chal? What's the Gemara Shail over here? So maybe it's talking about here that no, there's Heichad. You say Chetzi Tmura means there is a korban around. And you're saying half of this behema should be a tmura, and maybe it's like a case where you are counting and there's the 10th one coming out now. And you're saying the 10th one, half of it should be maisa. So my, which one is like how first? Which one stronger? tmura kreva. One sort to say that tmura should be chal shekein heges b'chol hakodshim, because tmura is chal on all kodshim, not only in ma'isa. Ma'isa is only chal by ma'isa, but tmura can be chal on all kodshim. So maybe tmura is stronger than ma'isa. Or duma, maybe no. Ma'isa kreva. I'll tell you, ma'isa has kedushas ma'isa on it. Shekein makdish tofon of alacharov, because by ma'isa beima has the chiddush that if by mistake the ninth one you called number 10. Or the 11th one you called number 10, they're also chal the kedusha. So it'll be a shaila which kedusha is stronger to be chal, a meiser or a tamura. So the chalami, this is more blessed by a teiku. Forget exactly what the claw of the case is. Rashi doesn't say clearly what the case is. Rashi just says, lechetzi a meiser, lechetzi tamura, v'tavayu kiadodi ninu. They're both equal here. Which one should be chal? Like, we don't know which one should be chal. So it's according to Rabbi Yasi. So, here it's a sfer, one should and one should not. Whichever one is stronger, that's the one that's chal. So the takeaway, which one is called the stronger carbon? Is the tmura stronger because it's chal on all type of kachim? Or is the ma'isa behemah chal stronger because it has to be brought even before or even afterwards? And now the Mishnah says, the ika halacha of tmura is like this. Harei zu tachazu. Like you have a behemah, you have a carbon here. And then you take the behemoth's chulin and you say zu tachazu, or else tamura zu, like this should be a tamura of the carbon, or else zu means the chulin should be chalipa zu, or else this should be an exchange for that carbon. Harezu tamura. All these three lishonos are good lishonos of tamura, that you're saying this behemoth's chulin should take the kedusha like the carbon has. What's going to be the seloshin zu mechalelas azu? The chulu means you want the kedusha of the korban to go off it to be mechalal onto this behemoth's chulin. Ein zu tmura, that's not called tmura. Because by tmura you can never take, it's not a chilul. It's not a lush chilul, you can't take the kedusha off the behemoth. Tmura is just you extend this kedusha onto there, but it still remains on the first korban. So a lush chilul, mechulul, that's not a lush tmura. For mehoye hegdish balmum, let's say the first korban here was a balmum. So now that it's a baal mum, you could be poyder it, you could redeem it. So loch was yoytzel chulin. If you take a behemis chulin next to it and say you want that baalus mum to be mechulul on this behema, say nechnami, the kedusha goes off the baalus mum onto this behema here. But just now that it did, but sorach lasas dom, you have to make sure it's the right exchange. Let's say the baalus mum is worth $100 and your behema now is only worth $50. So you still have to pay another $50 to hegdish. But you have to make sure the value is the right value. It's worth the exact amount of money, how much you want to make the pidyon on. But the mice of the pidyon talk is chal. Now the Gemara says, "Lemaim, what do you want to tell me?" The Mishnah says, "What you say? Harei zu takazu. That's lashon of tamura. So you want to tell me, lemaim, the tachas lishna diatfusu. Tachas just means this should be chal tamura on it. Not that you want to make a chilul." Take off the kedusha there and put it on here. Just you want to put kedusha, you're adding lashon of adding. You're adding kedusha onto this one. Is that true? Raminu, I have a question. There's a loch of kotcha by the kabayis. Let's say you have a behema that only has a kedusha by the kabayis. Only has a kedusha domim. It does not have a kedusha zaguf. So that does not make tamura. So somebody says Omar chalipa zu tamura zu lo yomaklum. Someone takes the behema's chulin next to it. And he says, this behemoth chulin should be a chalipa for that, or it should be a tamura for that. So lo yom haklum, because on a kedushas bedek habayis, a kedushas domim, you cannot make tamura. What's going to be if he says lashon of tachazu? He wants this behemoth chulin to be instead of that one. Or else he says mechulel asazu? He wants this behemoth chulin to be mechulel. In other words, the kedusha domim should go off that bedek habayis onto this behemoth. Is dvar of kayomim? The words are good. So here you see, Loshen Tachas does not only mean it should be extended here, but it means in exchange, I want to take off the Kedusha there and put it on here. So the question is, V'yi Sakodatip, you tell me and think, that Lishna Dietfusahi, that Tachas just means you want to extend the Kedusha onto this one also. So then, Maish Narration, Maish Nasefa. How come it says in the ratio when you have Kedusha's Badik Abayas and you say Loshen of Tamura, it doesn't help? So if Loshen Tamura does not work, so why does the word tachas work? Tachas just means you want to add the kedusha onto the other one. You can't add the kedusha by bedek habayis. So why tachas? Is it mechulul? So here you see the word tachas does not mean extending the kedusha, but it means to be mechalul, take off the kedusha. So it's a stira. What does the word tachas mean? Does it mean you're extending the kedusha? Does it mean you're taking off the kedusha? So we're into Zomer Abaya, tachas mishkachas lo lishna diyetfusa, for lishna diyachula enechnami. I'll tell you, the word tachas could mean both. It has two meanings to it. Tachas could mean you want to extend the kedusha, or could mean you want to take off the kedusha and put it on here. Lishna diyetfusa, it's like a lotion of extending. The chesed, the pasuk says, v'yim tachteo tamen habheris. Mashma, when you first saw the beheris, the neg on your body, and tachas means if it still stays there. If the neg still stays in its place, does not go away, so you see, tachas means an extension. The kedusha is still staying here. The neg is still staying here. So therefore, tachas na mishnah could mean tamura. And also the Gemara says, the yachuli, it could also mean a lashon of an exchange. The pasuk says in Yeshayo, tachas ha-nechoshes avizov. Instead of the nechoshes, I'm taking away the nechoshes, and I bring gold instead. So you see, tachas is lashon of a chilu. The hilkach, therefore, is like this. The word could mean both, so it depends on what we're talking about. Hilkach. Ga be-kotche mizbeach. We're talking about a regular korban kotche mizbeach. The avdin in tamura, that there is a parash of tamura by a regular korban. Lishna de-atfusehu. If somebody says a behem is chulin, zu tachazu, you meant to say you want to be typhus. You want to extend the kedusha on the korban onto this chulin to make tamura here. But gabi kotche b'degabayis, we're talking about just kotche b'degabayis, delay of din and tamura. There's no way to extend the kedusha onto something else. By b'degabayis, there's no kedusha's tamura. If so, then when he says the word tachav, then we say lishtin yachulei enichem atak loshin of achulein. He means to make mechalit, to take off the kedusha there and put it onto here. So enichem, the word tachav could mean both things. It depends what parsha on what you're talking about. All right, yeah, we'll stop.